morning, Karen. There is much in the news here to talk about, and let's start with these vaccine mandates that are happening in various businesses and schools across the country. And legally, what's the deal on those?
Well, it's kind of an unprecedented thing that our president has issued this mandate that says that employers with more than 100 employees must mandate vaccinations. And there are, of course, exceptions for religious and medical reasons. And this is kind of unprecedented because when the states do it, it's clearly legal because the states have the power in the Constitution to keep people safe in their states. But the federal government doesn't necessarily have that right. So I think we're going to see some challenges. There are obvious arguments that there are certain laws that the federal government can use to say that these vaccine mandates are constitutional. But I think we're going to see some pushback and challenges as we've already seen.
Are there going to be some challenges to the mayor's plans here to sue gang members and also confiscate various things from them?
Yeah, there probably will, and there have been in the past. But listen, confiscating gang members' assets is not a new thing. There's been a state law for 28 years that says we can do this. So this is really just the local ordinance that allows the city itself to do it. And we've always done it with federal crimes. So if you have a federal criminal act, the government can take all of the instrumentalities of that crime, whether it's a car you're driving, your home, or what have you. These things just, you know, I'm hopeful. I don't want to say nay to this, but it just doesn't seem like they work very well, especially because we don't have the massive gangs that we used to have where we'd have three big gangs with lots of assets. Now we have hundreds of gangs, and not all of them have a lot of assets, and a lot of these kids committing the crimes don't have any assets. So I just am very skeptical that this is going to do anything to put a dent in our crime.
Also in the news, Prince Andrew and that court test coming up. What are you predicting in that case?
Very interesting. Well, we can't force him to come to the United States. It's not a case of extradition because it's a civil matter. But it's very difficult to give process, meaning you have to be served with a lawsuit. That's our due process, right? That's why you see the sheriffs out there serving people. But when you go to England, there are all different other rules, and plus he's kind of holed up in his royal home, so it's hard to get past his guards and his people. So will he be able to be served and brought to justice in the United States? Maybe, maybe not. And he also could proceed without him, and that means that the plaintiff here could get a default judgment, which means a judgment for money that then will have to be collected against Prince Andrew.
And finally, the so-called Varsity Blues college admissions trial is opening up. And what are you expecting there?
Well, these are the two big guys who paid a lot of money, I think $300,000 and $220,000, to get their kids into some good schools. And these are very wealthy businessmen. These are the president of Wynn Resorts and president of Gap and Staples, an executive. Yeah, I think their defense is going to be that we thought we were giving money to the school, and that's a legitimate thing to do. And then when you give money to a school, the school allows your kids to come in, and that's exactly what we thought we were going to do. Prosecution is saying, no, you knew this was a fraud. You knew your kids weren't in sports and weren't in athletic scholarships, et cetera. So I think it's going to be a bunch of people testifying who maybe have gotten immunity because they've pled guilty to something, and we'll see this all play out. We haven't seen many of these trials. Most of the people have settled their cases.
And I always enjoy Karen Conti's legal briefs with us on Wednesday morning. Thank you, Karen. Have a good day.
You too, Bob.